There is clear evidence that drug use is much higher in many countries among the prison populations than in the community outside. Just to give you an example, the heroin use in prison is about 5%. So it means 5% of the population use heroin in prison, while outside of prison among the general population is 0.35%. So the heroin use in prison is about 14 times that of the general population. So this definitely increases the risk of contracting bloodborne viruses and infection, but also there is an increased risk within the community because people in prison, at a certain time they leave prison, and so they bring a higher risk outside prisons.
How are the drugs getting into the prisons?
Well, in many ways, as how the drugs are trafficked through the world, and one is corruption. There is also, in some prisons, there might be also a level of tolerance on the drugs coming in. So there are different ways.
Would you say that it's a new trend that drug use is increasing in prisons?
We don't have trend data, so what we can say is assess the level, because there are not many studies around the world where this is monitored regularly. So what we can assess is so far the level, and that is bringing an alarm that this is definitely an important issue to address in prison.
Mm-hmm. So once you sound that alarm, obviously that's what this drug report is doing. What happens next?
Well, next, we continue to work, and this, the idea of the report is to point to certain areas where it's important that the international community and also the member states take stock of this information, like, for example, the one in prison, to take action. And definitely, we will continue. We have a program that look at drug use in prison. We have a program also that support to improve the prison environment all around the world. So that's the way how we want to support member states to address this issue.
Now, the drug report also shows a continuing trend of drug use within the general population. Could you speak a little bit to that?
The prevalence, so the percentage of people who use a drug at least once in the previous year, has not changed much. The number, the total number of drug users continue to increase, but more in relation to the increase in the population. So the prevalence per se has not changed over the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
We have some changes across type of drugs. So some drugs are decreasing, others are increasing, but overall the situation is stable.
Which drugs would you say are increasing?
Cannabis use, also in some areas, particularly in Asia, methamphetamine use or synthetic drugs use in general. And what is particularly worrying on this increase of cannabis use is also that evidence shows that the type of product of cannabis that there is now in the market, particularly in the Western countries, is becoming more potent, so more dangerous for the health.
Are there any changes in relation to the fact that some nations might be loosening their regulations of cannabis use?
It's still too early to see the impact of this new regulation in terms of the effect of on health of the people, and particularly among the young. We definitely see, as I was saying before, and we see it also in countries where the new regulations have been put in place, that cannabis use is increasing. And what it is most worrying is that the idea that this new regulation brings and the perception that they give to the population is that products like cannabis are not dangerous, while the science on the other side shows that actually, as I was saying before, the drug, the cannabis product is now in certain markets a very dangerous product.